It's time for Hands on Mac Spotlight this week on Spotlight. Stay tuned. Hands on Mac comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Whether they're working in the office or remote, visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Mac is brought to you by IT Pro TV. Visit itpro.tv/twit and use the code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. Time to get your hands on a Mac, and I'm going to show you a tool you probably are aware of, but over the years has gotten more and more powerful, and frankly is the single most useful bit of information that a Mac power user can have. You know Spotlight, right? It's a way of searching for things on your computer, and probably a lot of you, when you use Spotlight, go up here to the little Spotlight magnifying glass to open the Spotlight search box. But frankly, there's a lot easier way to use Spotlight. And once you do, there are a lot of great things you should know about it. First of all, let's talk about why you need Spotlight. When Apple came out with the Macintosh interface, it was great. I mean, everybody was very happy. You can, you know, it's very graphical. It's beautiful. Windows followed shortly thereafter with their own graphical interface. But it doesn't take long if you use a graphical interface before you realize that finding anything in the graphical interface takes a lot of digging through folders, folder after folder, just to find the file you're looking for. It would sure be nice if there were a quick and easy way to find that file, wouldn't it? Well, there is. It's called Spotlight. You start Spotlight. Yeah, you could start it by hitting the magnifying glass, but here's the shortcut everybody should know. Command space. Command space loads Spotlight's window instantly without taking your hands off the keyboard. Now, I know you probably have tried this. Just train your fingers to use command space, because you're going to see there's a lot of very useful things you can do. With a few keystrokes, you can launch an app. Just type in the first few, well, let's find an app I have. Let's see. Oh, Disk Utility. That's a good example, because Disk Utility is not only inside the application folder, it's buried inside the utilities folder. But if I want to get to Disk Utility quickly, I just type disk, and I see right there, Disk Utility pops up. Spotlight's smart, too, because it remembers what you opened, and as you continually open the same applications again and again, it will start offering those. I'll do it again, so I'll show you. Now it's on top, right? And I type disk. It says, oh, last time you opened Disk Utility. But it opens anything with the word disk in it, including the Blackmagic disk speed test. It even smart enough to understand that things about disks might be in the storage management section. I could change some system preferences. This is another thing to note, is that it has organized these. It gives you the top hit, and as you open an app again and again, the top hit will become more and more likely that first thing. So, for instance, if I want to launch Disk Utility, let me hit escape and do it again. Type disk, and after I get to the fourth letter, that's the first thing on the list. All I have to do is hit return, and Disk Utility opens. So that's pretty handy, right? That's the fastest way to get to Disk Utility. No digging through folders. Just command space, type disk. As soon as you see the app you want highlighted, hit return. But notice there are more solutions, more responses to this search. Here's the applications section. There are system preference panes. And again, Apple understands that it doesn't say disk in the name Time Machine, but it is about saving stuff, backing up stuff to disks, so it shows it in the listing. So it's pretty smart. It even shows, these are header files from Xcode. So there's a developer section. And this is a nice one to know about, the definition section. If there's words you don't know and you'd like to look up, this is a really great tool for that. I often wonder, what does sesquipedalian mean? Whoops. And all I have to do is type the first few letters of sesquipedalian, and there's the dictionary result with everything I'd need to know, even where it came from, which is mid-17th century from Latin, a foot and a half long sesquipedalian. It's a polysyllabic or extra long word. So it can look up words. That's nice. You can even narrow it down a little bit if you say, I know the kind of file I'm looking for is audio. I can type kind audio and then type Terminator. And I'm going to get all my Terminator audio files. You saw how quickly I was able to do that. So using the kind keyword is another way you can make Spotlight sing. Kind audio, kind folders, kind app, kind email. Anything you see in these headers can be a kind and can really narrow it down. If you're looking for a file, let's do that one again. Kind audio Terminator. I love it that I don't have to take my hands off the keyboard. And I see a file, and I want to figure out where is this file. If I hit Command-R, first if I hit the Command key, watch right down here in the status file. It'll show me the fully qualified path name. So that's in my home folder, Leo, under the audio folder, under the sound effects, Arnold. There. So it's that would have taken me a long time to find, right? But it took me just a few keystrokes, and I can see where it is. If I want to go to the folder it's in, I hit Command R, and that opens all of the folder with all of the Arnold stuff in there. So these are all my Arnold Schwarzenegger sound effects. So that's a very quick and easy way to get to a folder, however deeply buried on your system. Just with a few keystrokes. Let's hit Command Space again and try some other kind of fun ones. We already showed you dictionary definitions. Did you know you could do math? Sure you can. What's 2 + 2? It's 4. So this is a quick and easy way. You don't have to launch the calculator. A quick and easy way to just type some quick. If you can even do conversions. Like how many pints in a quart? 1 pint. Is 2 cups, 0.5 quarts, 0.47 liters, and 16 fluid ounces, 32 tablespoons. That's really handy. I literally just typed 6 characters, 1 space and pint. You want to know what movies are showing in town? Just type movies, and you'll get, let's type it right. You'll get the latest. No, that's not the movie I'm looking for. Actually, what do I type? Do I type movie show times. How about that? There you go. And I can see what's playing in theaters right now, and it's not a lot, just Trolls World Tour. Normally, this would be a longer list. Maybe that's not the thing you really want to search for. What you probably want to know is, what's the weather out right now? And it knows I'm in Petaluma, California, and shows the current weather. Now, how do you feel about Spotlight? This is smarter than Siri. This episode of Hands on Mac is brought to you by IT Pro TV. IT Pro TV has made learning IT and finishing IT certifications possible. It's never been a better time to visit itpro.tv/twit and sign up for the remote learning opportunities that IT Pro TV has to offer. Go to itpro.tv/twit, use the code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. That's itpro.tv/twit. Use the offer code TWIT30. IT Pro TV. Build or expand your IT career and enjoy the journey. Type drugstores to see the drugstores near you. With a map, you can even make a phone call. So I can click directions, it'll launch Apple Maps. I can press call, it'll actually make a phone call. You can even search for airplane flights. Do I have to pick up somebody? This will be for a little later in your life. Do I have to pick up somebody on United 30? Well, that's the flight from Newark to Chicago. It's arriving May 4th at 10:04 p.m. It's a 2-hour, 49-minute flight. We don't know the baggage claim yet, and I can go right to the United Airlines homepage or open in Maps. Isn't that sweet? Did you know it could do that? How about this? We're all watching the stock market plummet. Do you think Apple is doing better this time? Yeah, maybe. It's coming back. I just type a stock ticker name and AAPL for Apple, and it comes up. I also use this for contact information. I won't do that right now, but you can, because I don't want to show you anybody's phone number without permission, but you can type somebody's name. I frequently, for instance, try to remember my mom's zip code. So I just type in Mary Laporte, and I'll see her full contact information, including her zip code, right there. Spotlight is fantastic. It's a really useful tool, and it's on every single Mac. It was a few generations of Mac OS ago that they added this command space, and I really love it. If you love Spotlight, there's one other thing you might want to know about, and that is a third-party app that takes Spotlight to the next level. I use it on many of my Macs. It's not installed on this Mac, which shows you how, you know, maybe I'm not completely all in on it, but it's called Alfred, named after Alfred the Butler. It even has a cute little bowler hat logo. And it is works the same as Spotlight. It is a keystroke. Usually I assign an option space. I think that's even the default. So command space for Spotlight, option space if I want something a little more capable. And if you already understand how Spotlight works, Alfred will be an amazing addition to make it even more powerful. But you have to pay for this. You don't have to pay for Spotlight. And the other advantage, my friend Annie Anako always says, I don't install apps like Alfred because I want to know how to use a Mac, even if I sit down at a new one or a friend's Mac. And so it's probably a good idea to become accomplished with the stuff that's built into the Mac initially. In fact, that's probably my number one piece of advice to anybody new to the Macintosh is use the built-in apps, Mail and Pages and GarageBand first before you run out and download 100 extra apps. You might be impressed by what a Mac can do right out of the box, including command space for Spotlight. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Hands on Mac, even pros. In fact, I'll be honest, even I didn't know all the things Spotlight could do. It's fun to know. You can even look up weather and convert cups to quarts. That's pretty impressive. Next week, we're going to talk about having a second screen on your Macintosh. If you've got an iPad, Apple's built in a very nice tool to let the iPad give you and your laptop a multi-screen environment. We'll show you how next week on Hands on Mac. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining me. See you next time.